November 21st, 3 p.m. Jesus says, on this day last year I said I would take away the bag and pilgrim staff from the shepherds to test the Samaritans. And I have done so. I tore away a mask, more than one, and finished their test, because it was the last test for them. I said, after this one, that's all, for it would mean tempting the creature's patience, yours, my creature. In past days I told you that, as for these two, the prophecy of March 1947 came true, so my decree must be fulfilled for these two. How often have I said, that the figure of Judas, enthusiastic and believing, then unbelieving to the point of betrayal, in a yes, and no lasting 3 years which ended in the eyesight, is the figure that should be studied most among the followers of Christ, because it is the one most frequently found among them? How often have I said, that the house in Bethany, could not host the priests and Pharisees, aside from two or three who were exceptions in the Mass? How often have I said that Samaria was better than Jerusalem for Christ until those in Jerusalem, priests, scribes, and Pharisees, moved by envy and calculation, cunningly corrupted the weakest among the Samaritans, and made them hostile to me? What is written in the eternal books is fulfilled, as is proper, because a divine decree, in being just, is always fulfilled. Now these, the fanatics of an hour for the new Bethany, may not remain in Lviria's house. A place exists there for the true Christ, and for his true ministers. Maria may remain there, for she is also a Lazarus in her suffering, and Martha, active in serving you, that contemplate. And a few faithful disciples. Few and tested. And to remain there with Christ, in true, living faith and the religion of the Spirit, in unit of life with Christ, not in the architecture of pompous temples, exhibited to be seen and admired, but empty, 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 without me because they are full of the concupiscence of life. Maria, since they cease to believe in what you are, concupiscence has enveloped them. For you, Maria, extinguish concupiscence in those who love you, because you, my flower, are a perfume of me, and my fragrance extinguishes fevers. But when those who loved you cease to love, then, as with Judas, there is no longer anything but the victory of the carnal man, first, and later of the seducer. It was necessary to test them, though, to break their pride, in believing they are perfect. The summit is reached by a long, wearisome, and faithfully followed way. Sometimes a lifetime is not enough to touch the peak of justice. And not even there is one secure, if one does not ascend, and is not nailed to the cross of perfect charity, which is complete sacrifice. You are there and remain there. You do not fall, because you wanted love, to crucify you there so, as to be more certain of not plunging down. Everything in you repeats me. I have also told you this many times. Hence for you there is poverty, incomprehension, betrayal, mockery, and calumny, everything, as for me, and solitude. The great souls are always alone. For the other, common ones cannot rise where the few truly great souls soar. But eternal, perfect greatness, God, comes down to where the solitary ones are and is the friend who alone suffices to fill the voids of those deserting a holy friendship. I remain for you. Increasingly yours, increasingly one with you. I say to them, though, that calling me will be in vain, for they have preferred other voices and other ways to mine, acting with you as some of my followers acted with me, unfaithful because they were called back to justice by me. My word is salvation, light, and wisdom to the humble in heart. But it is poison for whoever is not so. I spoke, to provide a proper way for their literal, and spiritual piety. But my word, crashing into their carnal self, opened it, for it is powerful, and from that self, from their heart, just as I said, what was hidden there came out. It is from the heart that there come wicked thoughts, acts of envy, murder, and fornication, and thefts, including those which are moral and spiritual, more serious because, unpunished on earth, they are later judged and punished by me in the second life. There come false witness and blasphemy against one's neighbor, in addition to God. It is useless to call me now. Charity does not come to the aid of those without charity wounding my innocent servant, you. And because of the misfortunes which will strike them, let them say, we wanted this, for we have practiced injustice and animosity against Jesus's friend, who loved us, and still loves us. How can they ask God for mercy when without justice, and without mercy they fail to put down their unjust ill will towards you, Sirach 28, so states, and so it is. And sing, you, that were irritated, have cast out indignation, in order to console me. You, my Savior, take away my fear. You, my strength, come to my aid. You, my joy, bring me happiness. Be blessed, my violet. Jesus says, wanting to unload the responsibility for what is happening on God, thus attempting to diminish their sin in your sight and that of the world, out of animosity, cowardliness, or indolence and quietism, by saying, God must act, makes them resemble those who, when I was on the cross, uncovered themselves, in their deepest and truest self, after losing all restraint and control over their hypocritical actions in the fever of what they thought was their triumph, when shouting, if you are the Son of God, come down from the cross now and save yourself, so that we can believe that you are truly the King of Israel, the Messiah. All men have the intellect to judge. The men of God, his servants and ministers, priests, also have the assistance of the studies they have completed, and of the supernatural aids which are appropriate for their mission so as to judge even better. How, then, do they imitate their bygone predecessors by tempting God? Let them act, for it is up to them to act with holiness and justice. And I will bless them. But if they do not act, and do not serve me, demanding that I do what, moreover, would be of no use, because the desire not to serve me is in them, for them I will have the silence of condemnation which I had for the heads of the priests and the scribes. The silence I did not have for the good thief. A wrongdoer, it is true, but who did not wait for me to act, in order to be converted. He acted. And then, certain that I would reward his goodwill, he turned to me to have me absolve him. What a lesson for all! God is not to be mocked or tempted. So as not to imitate Satan tempting me in the desert, and the priests now condemned together with their temple, the hypocritical Pharisees and scribes filled with iniquity, who appropriated the goods of women who were alone and their proteges, mocking me on the cross. How is it that their action does not appear clear for their wisdom, to which they attach such importance? This action against me, and against the souls you torture with your no, and deprive of the word.